Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation pays tribute to victims of Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister reaffirm country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon civil servants to align every effort with the goal of building a developed India. All arrangements in place for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal tomorrow. BJP delegation asks Election Commission to take strict action against Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over alleged derogatory remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Bombay High Court discharges four accused in 2006 Maligaon blast case and quashes charges against them. And in women's cricket, India to take on host South Africa in third T20 international at Johannesburg tonight. And now the news in detail. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to the terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year, striking nine terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims today and reaffirmed the country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. The President, in a social media post, highlighted that the country remained resolute in its determination to defeat terrorism everywhere in all its forms. Mr. Radhakrishnan, in his message, said their innocent lives lost in that gruesome and dastardly act of terror remain etched in the country's collective memory. The Prime Minister has said the country will never bow to any form of terror and the heinous designs of terrorists will never succeed. Several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar and Ashwini Vaishnaw, also paid tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims. The Indian Army, in a social media post, has issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. In Jammu and Kashmir, leaders from across the political spectrum paid tribute to the victims of the attack. Meanwhile, security has been tightened across the Union Territory and along the line of control and the international border in view of the first anniversary of the attack. More from our correspondent.
Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah in their separate messages said that the sacrifices of the innocent civilians won't be forgotten and pledged unwavering commitment and resolute determination to eradicate terrorism from the soil of Jammu and Kashmir. Almost all senior leaders from different political parties have paid tributes to Baisaran Pahalgam martyrs. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader in South Kashmir, Sofi Yusuf, led a rally to remember the Pahalgam martyrs, expressing solidarity with the bereaved families while paying tributes to all those who lost their lives in the gruesome attack. Tariq Rathar, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the civil servants to align their every effort with the goal of building a developed India. In a letter to the civil servants of the country, Mr. Modi congratulated them on their enthusiastic participation in the recently concluded Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah. He said that this week-long festival of learning brought together all civil servants across the country. We have a report.
The Prime Minister said that he has experienced that commitment to continuous learning is a source of positive energy. He said that the world is living in an era where keeping oneself updated and upskilled is no longer optional. Mr. Modi stated that the pace of change will only increase in future and committing oneself to constant learning is the only way to be ahead of the curve. The Prime Minister added that the 21st century is the time of great challenges as well as opportunities, and trends are changing every day. New technologies are emerging and innovations are constantly happening. He said that our citizens and the world have great expectations from our nation. Mr. Modi emphasized that the government's services and work culture are tuned to make the maximum out of this historic era. He urged the civil servants to make learning a lifelong habit through the use of platforms such as the iGodKaram Yogi platform is important in this regard. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Addressing the media, Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Archana Patnaik, has said over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state.
This is to request all voters to come and cast their vote in their respective polling stations. All facilities have been provided in the station, in the polling locations and stations to ensure that it is a pleasant experience for all voters. Facilities such as drinking water, sanitation, shades, shamiana, accessibility to RPWD voters, benches for elderly people, all such facilities have been kept in place.
In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. More than 44,300 polling booths have been set up in the first phase. Second phase of polling in the state will take place on the 29th of this month. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arun Jun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh today met the Election Commission over the alleged derogatory remarks of the Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The delegation demanded the Commission to take strict action and asked the Congress President to apologize to the country. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju said the poll panel has stated it will take appropriate action. Meanwhile, BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman said Congress has shown a pattern of repeatedly using abusive language against the Prime Minister.
Today we appeared before the full commission to bring to the notice of the commission that no less a person than the president of the Congress party and the leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha chose to call the Prime Minister a terrorist. It has been a pattern in the Congress party that they use such an abusive language against the Prime Minister. So we've requested the commission to take this in all its seriousness and act firmly and sternly.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Bombay High Court today discharged 4 men accused in the 2006 Maligaon blast case and quashed a special court order framing charges against them. The court allowed the appeals filed by the 4 accused, Rajendra Chaudhary, Dhan Singh, Manohar Ram Singh Narwaria and Lokesh Sharma, against the special court's order. The 4 were charged under various sections of the Indian Penal Code for murder and criminal conspiracy, as well as under the Stringent Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. On 8th of September in 2006, 4 bombs exploded in Maligaon town in Nashik district, claiming 31 lives. Last year, a special court framed charges against the 4 accused, following which they moved the High Court against the order. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that the relations between India and Germany have gradually become stronger with time. Mr. Singh was addressing the Indian diaspora at Berlin in Germany. The minister highlighted the contributions of 3.7 lakhs of the Indian diaspora living in Germany in strengthening bilateral ties.
भारत और जर्मनी दोनों देश ऐसे डेमोक्रेटिक पावर्स हैं
इंडिया एंड जर्मनी आर डेमोक्रेटिक पावर्स व्हिच हैव द पोटेंशियल टू ब्रिंग न्यू प्रॉस्पेरिटी टू द वर्ल्ड थ्रू म्यूचुअल कोऑपरेशन द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन इंडिया एंड जर्मनी इज नॉट लिमिटेड टू डेमोक्रेसी बट आल्सो टू इट्स इकोनॉमिक कमर्शियल इंडस्ट्रियल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड डिफेंस डायमेंशंस दीस रिलेशंस आर गेटिंग स्ट्रॉन्गर एंड स्ट्रॉन्गर द पीपल ऑफ आवर इंडियन कम्युनिटी वर्क एज अ लिविंग ब्रिज बिटवीन इंडिया एंड जर्मनी
भारत और जर्मनी के बीच संबंधों में हमारी भारतीय समुदाय के लोग एक लिविंग ब्रिज का काम करते हैं
Mr. Singh reached Berlin yesterday on a 3-day visit to Germany. US President Donald Trump has said that he is indefinitely extending the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks aimed at ending the war. The announcement came as the two-week truce expired this morning. However, President Trump, in a social media post, stated that US Navy's blockade of Iran's port and shore will continue till Tehran presents a unified proposal. On the other hand, Iranian state media affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard said Iran had not asked for a ceasefire extension and repeated its threats to break the US blockade by force. Military planners from more than 30 countries are meeting in London today for a two-day conference led by the United Kingdom and France to develop a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz amid the ongoing West Asia conflict. UK Defence Secretary John Healey said the discussions aim to translate diplomatic efforts into a coordinated plan to safeguard freedom of navigation in the Strait and support a lasting ceasefire, highlighting its importance for global trade and energy security. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called upon society to follow the philosophy of Saint Bashveshwar, who promoted social equality and service to humanity. The Vice President was speaking after inaugurating the Amrit Mahotsav celebrations of Dr. Basavalinga Pattadevaru Mahaswamiji of Hiremath Samsthan at Sri Channabasav Ashram in Bidar, Karnataka today. He also highlighted the importance of women's empowerment, saying that Nari Shakti strengthens society as a whole. More than 26 lakh households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the census 2027 in the country. The Registrar General of India stated this marks the growing participation of citizens in the digital initiative of the census. The first phase of census began on the 1st of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Bihar. India's textile sector has registered a growth of 2.1% in financial year 2025-26, which demonstrates its resilience in global markets. The Ministry of Textile said the performance reflects steady global demand for Indian textile products and the continued competitiveness of the sector across major product categories. Earth Day is being observed across the globe to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The day was proposed at UNESCO conference in 1969. On the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in a social media post urged everyone to reaffirm their commitment to protect and preserve the planet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today in a social media post stressed that Earth is the mother of all and the welfare of humanity lies in its preservation. On the occasion of World Earth Day today, Director General of News Services Division Akashwani, Dheeraj M. Kakadia, administered the pledge to the officers and officials at Akashwani Bhavan, New Delhi. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today announced the designation of Uttar Pradesh's Shekhar Jhil Bird Sanctuary as a Ramsar site. In a social media post, the minister said that this marks the state's 12th Ramsar site and the country's 99th, bringing India closer to a historic century. On to sports. In women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in third T20 international of the five-match series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. The Proteas women have started the series strongly, winning the first two matches. The women in blue will be eager to bounce back and keep the series alive by securing a win in the third T20 international. And in IPL cricket, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals this evening at 7:30 p.m. The IMD has issued yellow alert for heat wave over the national capital during the next 2 days. The Met Department has also forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays tribute to victims of Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister reaffirm country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon civil servants to align every effort with the goal of building a developed India. All arrangements in place for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal tomorrow. BJP delegation asks Election Commission to take strict action against Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over alleged derogatory remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Bombay High Court discharges four accused in 2006 Maligaon blast case and quashes charges against them. And in women's cricket, India to take on host South Africa in third T20 international at Johannesburg tonight. And with that, we end the midday news.